Hey everybody, welcome back to the channel. I appreciate your time. Thank you for watching. Got some more news that should be really, really good news going forward in the area of magazines, detachable magazines, and those standard capacity versions that several states are trying to ban because they must be the problem, not the criminal. I was contacted by Dudley Brown of National Association of Gun Rights, National Association for Gun Rights, and they teamed up with NSSF, the National Shooting Sports Foundation, and mainly for their case in Colorado, where they're fighting the Colorado state ban on standard capacity magazines. And what NSSF was able to do was to compile a report that I'm going to share with you that single-handedly destroys any argument for a magazine ban. Now, we all know, I'm preaching to the choir, that it's not an inanimate object. Like this phone can't call anybody unless a human being has some type of interaction with it. And if you know, a gun, I have several items, they will never hurt anybody unless somebody picks them up and takes some type of overaction to hurt somebody. And the items that feed those freedom seeds can't do anything to anybody either. They're inanimate objects. The number of items inside of a tube has no significance at all. So NSSF was able to compile this report, and it shreds any argument for banning standard capacity magazines, because there's, you remember that thing called common use, you know, Justice Scalia and the Heller court. Everything was reaffirmed in the Bruin decision and the Caetano decision. If something is in common use, it can't be banned. AR-15s are in common use, can't be banned. Caetano was the only 2A related case where the court was unanimous. It was 9-0 against Massachusetts, Massachusetts was banning stun guns and tasers. And in that, they said that there were 200,000 people that owned these items. And because 200,000 is a lot, that they were in common use and couldn't be banned. Now, that leads us to this report by NSSF. Wait till you see this. So here's the report, and it's the Detachable Magazine Report, compiled with numbers from 1990 to 2021. The purpose of the report is to estimate the number of detachable firearm magazines segmented by capacity that have been sold and made available using the latest information. 2023 initial study period. Estimate the number of magazines provided in the box with firearms made available to consumers along with secondary market / direct consumer purchase of firearm magazines. This is done as part of NSSF's ongoing industry research to provide insights into the firearm and ammunition industry. Now I'll take a second to tip my hat to NSSF on this one. I have been difficult on them. You guys know that. They know that. We've had conversations. I think we see eye to eye on what their main purpose is. They're not a 2A org. They are fighting for the industry itself, and this is going to do a great job helping the industry as well as us, the law-abiding gun owners. Check it out. The methodology they use: utilize the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives annual firearms manufacturers export reports to identify firearm manufacturers and corresponding firearm manufacturing activity of pistols and rifles. The ATF report is segmented by pistol, revolver, rifle, and shotgun categories of manufacturing and export. Identify and remove firearm manufacturers that do not produce pistols and rifles that accept detachable magazines, such as Derringers, single-shot pistols, and fixed magazine rifles. So they're saying, we're taking care of these numbers so you can't say they're artificially inflated. Masters totals were created for the top 15 manufacturers, about 80% of the pistols, and the top 15 rifle manufacturers, about 60% of the rifles produced in the 2021 ATF report. Independent research and direct survey of firearm and magazine manufacturers yielded information on how many magazines and their capacity were provided with each firearm and made available to the U.S. consumer market from 1990 to 2021 through wholesalers, retailers, and sold directly to consumers. If historical information was not available, a value of one magazine per pistol and rifle was used for the list of top manufacturers. Organizing the data collected from the top pistol and rifle manufacturers, industry averages of magazines and their capacity were applied to all other pistol and rifle manufacturers reported by ATF for the study period of 1990 to 2021. Consumer market totals were taken directly from participating magazine manufacturers with no adjustment. Totals of each segment were rounded to the closest 1,000. So they're using the manufacturer's information. Like, you buy a Glock and it comes with two magazines. Then those two magazines are counted towards these totals for every Glock that was purchased during this time. And like I said, now these numbers, they do not include law enforcement or military. It is just us, the consumer market for the average American in the public. It has no government contracts in it. It is just us. Check out these results. Independent research and direct survey of firearm and magazine manufacturers yielded industry averages for pistol and rifle magazines that come in the box. Pistol magazines had an industry average of 2.1 magazines per firearm from the manufacturer, with 44% being 10 and below for capacity, 10 rounds and below. Rifle magazines had an industry average of 1.8 magazines per firearm from the manufacturer, with half being 10 rounds and below for capacity, 20% being 11 to 29 round capacity, and 30% being 30 plus round capacity. Of the firearm magazines estimated in this study, 29% originate from detachable magazines provided in the box with each newly manufactured firearm, and 71% of detachable magazines were distributed to the consumer market as an aftermarket product. An estimated 963 million magazines were produced and entered the commercial market between 1990 and 2021. Of the estimated 963 million magazines, approximately 74%, or 717 million magazines, have a capacity of 11 plus rounds. The majority of the 11 plus round capacity magazines were rifle magazines. About 40% of the magazines estimated in this study are rifle magazines with 30 plus round capacity. The percentage of detachable magazines at 11 plus round capacity is about 55% of the total pistol magazines. The amount of 10 and below capacity rifle magazines supplied from the manufacturer is over 1.5 times the amount of 30 plus round capacity magazine rifles. The consumer market totals of rifle magazines show 30 plus capacity magazines over 413 million are over 30 times the amount available than 10 and below capacity rifle magazines, about 13 million. So this is huge. We know, based off of Heller, Caetano, and Bruin, as well as the McDonald case, which applied the federal constitution and the Second Amendment to the states, that this proves beyond any doubt that magazines, there are a billion of them in our hands. A billion. So if 200,000 via the Caetano case were determined to be in common use, there are a billion magazines. So this destroys, absolutely destroys anything coming from the left saying, oh, we need to get rid of these. Not many people use these standard capacity magazines, and we would feel better if they had less than 10. And we're going to try to do that off of feelings. Well, these facts destroy the feelings on this. But I'm going to read you something else, because these numbers, although staggering, they're very conservative for a reason. Limitations of this report. Not all magazine manufacturers that support and supply firearm manufacturers and the consumer market responded to the survey or provided data. Therefore, the results are a conservative estimate. Not all segments of detachable magazines could be counted due to lack of public information or availability of records. For example, detachable shotgun magazines are prevalent in certain shooting sports and tactical applications, but were not counted. Military and law enforcement sales were not counted. This analysis did not account for breakage or magazines that were destroyed or discarded, as no data exists. No reliable data exists prior to 1990 to estimate historic detachable magazines that may still be available for sale or in working condition. Those are your pre-ban mags. This is due to lack of ATF reporting prior to 1990. The study does not claim all the magazines estimated in this study are owned by Americans. These are both magazines estimated to be in circulation and made available for sale at some point from 1990 to 2021. Okay, so the number that we have is an estimate. And I also want to read you one more part because they break it down even further, and then we'll get to the conclusion. And I would love for you to share this information with other folks. I'll have a link down below, not only to this report, but to a video that NAGR, National Association for Gun Rights, did on this as well, as well as a link if you would like to join NAGR or support them. It'll be down below as well. Check this out. The popularity of small, concealed carry pistols highly influenced the distribution of pistol magazines in most recent years. But following trends in manufacturing, many of these pistols are being updated with higher capacity magazines as designs are updated. Magazine-fed semi-automatic pistols and rifles are becoming increasingly popular. Based on magazines alone, 11-plus round capacity, market share of these firearms in the United States should be expected to hold pace with historic trends. A recent study of the general population within the United States identified that over 1,300 firearm owners provided more insight to magazine ownership. Results suggest that more than a third, 36.3% of the United States population, are currently firearm owners. Those identified as firearm owners were asked to share details about their detachable magazine ownership. More than half, or 53.2% of firearm owners, reported owning a detachable magazine for a handgun, and nearly a third, 32.7%, reported owning a detachable magazine for a rifle. Nearly a third, 35.9% of firearm owners, reported owning a detachable handgun magazine with a capacity of 11 or more rounds, while nearly a quarter, or 24.3% of the firearm owners, reported owning a detachable rifle magazine with a capacity of 11 or more. Overall, 43.3% of firearm owners reported owning a detachable magazine with a capacity of 11 rounds or more. These findings indicate that approximately 8.9% of the U.S. population owns a magazine holding 11 or more rounds. According to the recent NSSF study, Modern Sporting Rifle Comprehensive Consumer Report of 2022, magazines were one of the most common accessories purchased among the 2,185 usable responses. Over half, or 52%, of the modern sporting rifle owners stated the detachable magazine capacity of their rifle is 30 rounds. When asked why they chose their respective capacity, most frequent responses were related to popularity or the standard and being readily available. The latest estimate of modern sporting rifles produced between 1990 and 2021 is over 28 million, making aftermarket magazines for those firearms abundant in the United States, where such capacity magazines are not banned. These rifle magazines, like all categories of magazines in this study, are those that are provided in the box from the manufacturer and made available for sale. The proportion of owned magazines versus magazines available for sale is currently unattainable. So, guys and gals, this shows beyond any shadow of a doubt that magazines are in common use. Standard capacity magazines, that is. And if you look at this chart again, like, the numbers are just staggering. If you look at the totals on the bottom line, rifle magazines, standard capacity rifle magazines, 30 or more, is almost half a billion. Half a billion mags. And then you say, oh, well, what about those who like to run the 20-round mags? Okay, let's look at the next column from right to left. 11 to 29-round magazines, there's 60 million plus of those. 10-round mags, there's 71 million. And for pistol, over 10 rounds is over 209 million magazines. Can't beat those numbers. That's just facts. That's how, and it's higher because not all manufacturers responded. Not all gun owners responded. Because if you ask me how many I have, there's no way I'm going to tell you. Not today, Fetty. So let me know what you think about this. Hope it starts your day wonderful. It's beautiful here in East Tennessee today. It's going to be about 75 degrees. Hope you have a great day. God bless you and your family. Always tell your loved ones you love them. You never know when you're going to get a second chance. And for that thought right there, remember, you are the first responder for your family. So be safe and stay vigilant and carry a gun to keep you, your friends, your family, and your community safe. Subscribe to the channel if you want more information on the Second Amendment. Links are down below. Have a good one.